Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hello, Power Achievers. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Financial Friday, and this is the end, almost, of 2016. I promised you guys that I would give you a sneak peek into what's coming in 2017. In other words, that I'd be sharing what our focus for next year is going to be all about. What is our theme for next year? Because you know what? I got a feeling 2017 is just going to be amazing. It doesn't matter what it looks like today. It doesn't matter where you are today. I believe things are going to be amazing for all of you, that things are going to, it's going to be such a tremendously powerful shift in the lives of those who choose. And that's the key, that you must choose and you must make that decision that you are going to take life to the next level. I've got a question for you. Did you do what you wanted to do or get done what you wanted to get done in 2016? If not, it's all good. Don't worry about it, because guess what? 2017 is right around the corner and you can give yourself a do-over. But here's the thing. When you decide to give yourself a do-over is not about doing the exact same thing that you did in 2016. It's not about necessarily following in the exact same footsteps, the same path. It is about taking things to a whole nother level. With that being said, this is our theme for next year. It's about being bold. It's time to go bold. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you to be bodacious. You know, I kind of like that word, so I looked it up because I wanted to make sure that it had the kind of energy or the power behind it that I thought it had. And you know what? It does. Being bodacious is kind of a combination between being bold and audacious. And of course, in the Urban Dictionary, bodacious means to be impressive. It's a combination of bold and audacious, which is really awesome, right? Because that's how we're built, you guys. We're built by design to win. We are here to do life with power, which means you've got to be bold. You've got to be your most authentic self, your most powerful self, your most amazing self. And you can't hold back. You can't operate as though you lack confidence and think that humility means to cower down, to pretend that you're less than, to be in a self-deprecating mode. That's not what being boldacious is all about. That's not any kind of bold behavior. If anything, what it does is it actually makes you feel like you're less than. It puts you in a position of weakness. It takes you away from being your most powerful self, and it doesn't allow you to be that person that you were meant to be, to really go all out. What are these amazing goals that you have, the dreams that you have for your life? What kind of lifestyle do you want? What kind of contribution do you want to make to society, to the world that you live in? What kind of legacy do you want to build and leave for your loved ones and just for the world in general, so that other people can learn from you? Just opening up and allowing yourself to be your most audacious, bodacious, authentic, amazing, powerful self, your boldest. So our theme for next year is all about being bodacious. So it's be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Now, with that being said, there's more to it. How do you get to be bodacious? How do you really get to step out and be the person that you really want to be and get to where it is you want to be? First of all, you gotta make sure that you stay away from judging others. We gotta get out of condemnation mode, where we not only condemn ourselves, but we condemn others. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna turn a deaf ear to the haters. People who have an opinion about your life or how you're living your life or what you're doing wrong or what they think of you, we're going to tune them out, right? Because this is all about you being bold. And you got to know, when you decide that you're going to be bodacious, you know what happens? Once again, bold and audacious. And I got to tell you, Audacious means kind of showing a willingness to take surprisingly bold risks. That's what it's about. It's about being extremely bold, being daring, and being brave to the maximum. So when you decide that you're going to live your life from that position, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to find something wrong with you, somebody that's going to criticize you, somebody that has an opinion about why you're doing it wrong or why you're doing it too much or showing who you are in a way that makes them feel nervous, makes them feel threatened. But I want to encourage you guys to be courageous, be excited about your life, and just make that decision that, you know what, I'm tuning out anybody who wants to come from a position of weakness, anybody who have decided that, or really haven't decided, but they are either willingly or unwillingly just living a life on a lower than scale, a less than scale. You're going to decide that, listen, that's not who you are. That's not who you want to be. And it's not about judging them, but it's about tuning out their judgments of you and about you not condemning people for being whoever they want to be. If people choose to be less than who they're intended to be, who God made them to be, the best thing that you can do and the best gift that you can give them is to be your very best. Because you know what? Somebody's going to look at you and learn. Think about it. Have you ever met someone or read about someone and said, wow, they're amazing. I want to be like them. I wish I could do what they were doing. I think I can. And I want to do what they're doing. If that's the case, that's you kind of on the edge of boldness and being bodacious and stepping over into your most amazing life, making that decision that you're going to step up and step out and really make life happen. Because that's what it's all about, you guys. So what am I saying to you? Make the decision in 2017 that you're going to be bodacious. Once again, it's time to go bold. Now, as I was about to say a few moments ago, what does all that mean? And how can we really kind of step out and be who it is we're supposed to be? The truth of the matter is, we're going to make it the year of the entrepreneur. On our Thriving Thursdays, we give tips to help you thrive, to help you be your very best. If you're in small, run a small business, if you're in direct sales, we give tips that will inspire you, but also educate you so that you can take your business to the next level, where we're taking all of that up a notch in 2017. I mean, we are going bold in 2017. So we're going to bring you more specific education as it relates to you becoming the best entrepreneur that you can possibly become. And if you're in direct sales, we're going to give you tips that will help you to be your very best when it comes to building that direct sales business. So next year, it is all about making that decision that you're going to win. As a matter of fact, let's call it the energetic entrepreneur. I'm liking that. How about you? So you want to be the energetic entrepreneur. And guess what? On Designing Your Life Today, we're going to tell you what it really takes to build that energetic, exciting business. And what does that mean? Energetic and exciting business? Yeah, that's a business that brings in profits and productivity. How about that? So that's really where we're headed in 2017. You're going to find out why some people thrive and why. While other people don't, while other people are wishing and hoping and they're watching people in the exact same businesses that they're in thrive and they have not moved the needle. So we're going to bring you the truth. As always, we're not going to beat you up. We're going to bring you the truth. We're going to give you answers and ideas, but it's up to you to take bold action. That's how you do life with power. That's how you get to where it is you really want to be. It is all about you proclaiming your awesomeness. And really declaring that you're going to make it happen. And then you know the final one is resolving to do it. In other words, making those resolutions. How exciting is that? With that being said, to help you guys make that happen, I have a brand new book that I am launching. It will be available to you guys by January 1st. And as always, I usually have an early bird sale. So you want to catch that early bird sale. And it's called Start Winning. How to be in the top 8%. How to achieve like the top 8%. That's what we're going to learn next year on Designing Your Life Today. But you want to get the book so you can follow along. And you really want to be in the top 8%. And you say, well, how can we all fit in the top 8%? Ah, wait, we can't. So here's what we're going to do. That means 92% of the people who set goals are not achieving those goals. Only 8% are. Well, we're going to flip those numbers around and make it 92% achievement, 8% that's decided, hey, I know how to make it happen. I just don't want to. So we're going to change those numbers for the better. Are you with me? Of course you are. I see you nodding. I hear you saying yes. All right. You didn't say yes. I'm seeing you. Anyway, you guys, listen, you want to embrace the most powerful you. You're going to affirm your way to success. You're going to be excited about who you are. You're not going to beat yourself up, put yourself down. And because I'm going to tell you something, I never met a person who condemned their way to success. In other words, you kept condemning yourself and finding things wrong with yourself and putting yourself down and letting someone else kind of dictate how your life should be, making you operate in a less than mode. You're built by design to win. And I can tell you, anybody who puts you in a less than mode, you know what? Tune it out, you guys. Matter of fact, you don't even have to battle against it. Just turn and walk away. Save your energy. Put your energy toward being your most powerful self. Now, when we talk about being bodacious, it's about being excellent and admirable and being your most attractive self. And it's such a way that people want to learn from you, connect with you. And it's not about you showing off. Okay, you can show off a little bit. But it is about you just pulling out all the stops, not making excuses for who you are. It's about being bigger, bolder, and badder than you've ever been. I'm liking these B's. The bigger, bolder, badder. Bodacious. Your most bodacious self. So, you guys, that's what 2017 is going to bring. It's time to go bold. And it is important that you really take the time, if you haven't done so already, take the time and jot down your top 3 goals that you want to achieve in 2017. This is not about New Year's resolutions. Statistics show that they fizzle out, and statistics show that even people who set goals, that 92% don't follow through. But we're changing all of that. Why? Because we're about to be bodacious. You're going to let your confidence come out. You are going to really focus on what's right about you. Focus on what's right in your life. And you're just going to think about being your most impressive. With that being said, how can you be your most impressive? Now, in order for you to be your most impressive, I'll give you a little hint into that. Being your most impressive, that means being authentic, being your most authentic self, being your most powerful self. And even though there are times when you're kind of shaking in your boots or shaking in your shoes and you're really just a little bit afraid of speaking up and stepping out, you're going to do it anyway. Now, when we talk about speaking up, sometimes people think that means you got to be obnoxious or rude or belligerent or tacky when you deal with other people. Well, that's low energy, you guys. You can say what you think and feel in a nice manner. You can say what you think and feel with firmness. You can say what you think and feel with politeness, but with authenticity or with honesty, and you can just keep stepping. Remember, the object of the game is to channel your energy toward building your highest and best life. Whatever's happened in 2016, it doesn't matter. If someone's judged you for who you are, what you've done, and how you've been, you know what? Look in their closet. I'm thinking it's got some junk in it too. So don't even worry about that. You just focus on you. You know, this is the thing about that. One of the things that I often think about is people who criticize, and don't get me wrong, I mean, there are people that criticize me, and that's their issue, not mine. So, but here's the thing, I often wonder about people who do that, when they criticize other people, thinking that they're so perfect, and they never do anything wrong. Those are the people that are least likely to achieve their highest and best life. So, actually, I kind of feel sorry for them a little bit, just a little bit. All right, a lot. Okay, that's not even true. I feel sorry just a little bit. But the truth of the matter is, I have decided to not let that hold me back. And I want to encourage you not to let that hold you back either. People can say what they want to say, because most of the time, a lot of it's made up because they add their little spin to it. But let that be their issue. What are you going to achieve in 2017? What will make you be your most impressive? What will allow you to go bold? It's time to go bold, you guys. So what does it take for you to step up? Now, sometimes when we hear words like, I'm going to be bigger, bolder, badder than I've ever been, I'm going to be bodacious, we think that that means that we can't bring kindness. But I want to tell you, in order for you to be your most impressive, you have got to practice kindness. And that's going to allow your wisdom to come forward. That's going to give you a lot of those ideas that you have been struggling to bring to the forefront. So you want to operate with the fruits of the Spirit. That's what it's all about, you guys. And I can tell you, that's going to make 2017 really powerful, really phenomenal. 2017 is going to bring some great things for all of you. Keep hanging out with Designing Your Life Today, because we got a lot of great things that are coming up. I took a few days off. Okay, more than a few days. I don't think I've done a show since Christmas. I'm not sure. But anyway, I took some think time. I took some fun time. And then I took some think time and some planning time. Because I want to be able to bring you guys the best show next year. Every year we do our best to take things up a notch. We bring you a new theme. And you know what? I feel an amazing energy shift. And I tell you, it's shifting for the best. If that means wiping the slate clean in some areas of your life, by all means, you know, pull the trigger, because being bodacious is also about being courageous. When you have the audacity to do what it takes for you to live your most exciting life, to be happy about life. You know, this thing where people are taught to settle, I don't even know what that's about. But listen, you don't have to settle for anything in your life. Make the best decisions that work for your life. Not in the sense of being selfish, but you make the best decisions that are connected to you. Positioning yourself such that you can use your gifts and talents. That's what I'm talking about. Such that you can do what it is God put you here to do. That's what that's all about, you guys. You know, you want to tap into your most spiritual self, and you want to let it come forward. You want to strengthen that part of who you are so you can hear the wisdom inside guiding you and showing you the way to deliver your best talents and gifts to this world so that things can just really go to a whole nother level. You guys are all awesome. You're all amazing. You guys are just really super capable, super talented. I mean, it's how we're all made. You're built by design to win. I don't care what anybody says. Listen, if you have to rewrite your story such that the ending is happy, rewrite it. Do what it takes for you to take life to the next level, because that's where we're going in 2017. We want you to come with us. It's going to be exciting. We're going to have a lot of fun. Be sure to like our Facebook page if you have not done so yet. Go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Check me out on Twitter, Pat Council, at Pat Council. I'm on Pinterest under my name, Pat Council. Also on LinkedIn, Pat Council. So you guys want to check me out there. And we've got a lot of great things that we're going to unleash in 2017. If you've been checking out our website, I know you're wondering, what is going on with this website? Well, our website is kind of a work in progress, but I can tell you when 2017 comes, we're going to have some great things on our website for you. That's what the work in progress is all about. We are putting bolder, bigger, badder things, more exciting information, more educational information on our website to help you become the best entrepreneur that you can possibly become. If you're thinking about leaving your job, you're going to want to listen to our show, because you're going to walk through that. You know, as a goal achievement strategist, I am committed to helping people achieve their goals. And that's what our website is going to be all about. Helping you achieve your goals and helping you increase your income through entrepreneurship. Why is it through entrepreneurship? Yeah, you can get that promotion on your job. But the truth of the matter is, if you have a job, someone else is controlling your income. Someone controls when you get that raise. And there's nothing wrong with that if that works for you. But if that's not working for your life, you can work for you And you can give yourself a raise when you decide that you want to make that happen. So you're going to find out more about developing a proactive plan that will continue to move you forward. You're going to find out how to really set goals that will keep you focused, actions that you can take that will help you to raise your confidence while you stay on track for making your life happen. As a matter of fact, if you want to get to five figures in your first 3 months of the year, you guys want to make sure that you signed up for our newsletter. Go to Power Up Today on our website, designyourlifetoday.com/newsletter, and you can register to receive our newsletter. Because in 2017, we're making our newsletter more informative. We're going to bring you really good information. We are going to take the guesswork out of becoming successful. We're going to take the guesswork out of goal achievement, and we are going to make it clearer for you. The only thing we won't be able to do for you is act on it. So you've got to take action. You've got to make it happen. But you're going to have the tools because of designing your life today. I can tell you that. So any of your friends that are struggling out there or had struggles this year, let them know that it's time for them to decide that their struggles are over and to tune into Designing Your Life Today, because we're going to give them some great information that will help them do life with power, help them get on track, stay on track, and cross the finish line when it comes to success. Are you guys ready for 2017? I know I am. Well, this is Financial Friday, and I couldn't think of a better day to talk about our theme for this year than Financial Friday, because this is the last day of our 2016 show, okay, because we're taking Saturday and, of course, Sunday off, and we will bring you more on Monday, and we're going to launch something amazing just for all of you guys. So we've got some really good things that are coming. But I want to say this to you. Throughout the year, it would help us if you guys would interact with us. In other words, you can go to our Facebook page and you can send us messages. You can post things that you'd like to hear on our show, topics that you want to learn more about. If you're a little bit shy, then you can send me an email. You can email me directly to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can really communicate with us in a big way. And because, you know what, here's the thing. I bring you shows and guests and things that will help you do life with power, that will help you achieve your goals and help you become a stronger, more productive, more profitable entrepreneur. However, there are things I'm not going to know what it is you don't know. So you can help us with that. And listen, if I don't know the answer, I'll find a guest who does, and we'll bring them on the show and have them share with you. That's what it's all about, you guys. So let's work together on that. So we want you to connect with us, and let's communicate with one another and make some great things happen. When we talk about being your most impressive, it is about being authentic. It's hard to be authentic when you're operating in the energies of shyness and thinking that you're being humble by cowering down. That's not humility. That's called a lack of confidence and, in some cases, low self-esteem. Humility is a willingness to do that which God put you here to do. That's the definition of humility. Okay, so when you are willing to use your great talents, now you're humble because you're being obedient and you are making a difference, not only in your life and the lives of your friends and family, but in the lives of perhaps co-workers if you have a job, and in the lives of other people that are connected to you, people that you don't even know yet, people that you haven't met, people that will learn because you decided to step up and step out, and they will see someone that you're connected to becoming bolder. And it's like a domino effect. And before you know it, everybody's doing life with power. Listen, my goal is to make sure that 1 million people are excited about doing life with power. That's been my goal for the last couple of years. And yeah, we have a decent number of listeners, but we want to take it to a whole nother level, because when we reach that 1 million mark, first of all, we're going to have a serious celebration. And you guys, we're going to give away a lot of great things. But the other thing about that is, it's going to be super rewarding to know that so many people have made the decision that they're going to do life with power. So we are going to bring you some hard truths, and it's going to be mixed with some softness. And we are going to post a lot more thought-provoking blog topics on our Facebook pages. And we just got so many great things lined up for you guys. So with that being said, I'm going to stop talking because guess what? It's Friday. And yeah, I'm kind of chilling out for the rest of the day. And I'm going to have fun on New Year's Eve. And I'm going to have fun on New Year's Day. And I'm just going to keep doing life with power. All right. But I'm taking it up a notch because I am going to be bold. I'm going to be bodacious. This 2017 is the year of the energetic entrepreneur. The year of the energetic entrepreneur. It's time to go bold, you guys. Come hang out with us. Be bodacious. Hey, you guys, happy new year. Have lots of fun. Be safe. You know, be ready when the new year comes in. Don't set your goals January 2nd. Set them now while there's still time. Your top three goals. Keep it simple. And you know what? You will be ready to do life with power. Of course, that all depends if you may already be doing that, huh? So we're going to do life with power and then some. How's that? You guys, happy new year.